Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Juneau Police Department is reporting that a grand jury has indicted a suspect for a double murder that occurred in Juneau in 2015. Authorities identified the suspect as 40-year-old Laron Carlton Graham. Police say he's being held at Spring Creek Correctional Center in Seward on unrelated charges. Graham was indicted on two counts of first-degree murder for the deaths of 36-year-old Robert Myrice and 34-year-old Elizabeth Tonsmere. Juneau Police declined to comment and referred all questions to state prosecutors. A Juneau man has pled guilty in federal court to a single count of drug distribution. At the plea hearing on Friday, U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Burgess asked the defendant, Ricky Stapler Lisk, about his education, work, and health. The judge then asked whether the 36-year-old Lisk had any questions about the agreement. Burgess cleared the courtroom for a few minutes and then proceeded with the hearing. Lisk pled guilty. According to the plea agreement, Lisk admitted that he and Charles Cotton Jr. sold about 27 grams of methamphetamine in June to another person, and that person was acting under the direction of law enforcement. Lisk and Cotton were arrested in October. Cotton was the manager of the Bergman Hotel in the fall of 2016 before the city condemned it in 2017. Lisk faces about 5 to 40 years in prison, up to a $5 million fine, and supervised release from 4 years to life. Burgess scheduled sentencing tentatively for June 1st. Cotton still faces four counts of drug distribution. Douglas resident Sarah Hannon has filed a letter of intent to run for the State House, specifically District 33, and that's the seat currently held by Democratic Representative Sam Keeter III. District 33 includes Skagway, Haines, Cluckwan, Gustavus, downtown Juneau, and Douglas. Hannon worked for Juneau Douglas High School for two decades. She retired from her job as a classroom teacher in 2016, and she currently works for the education organization Southeast Regional Resource Center. Hannon says she'll run as a Democrat. In January, she emceed the 2018 Women's March on Juneau and asked afterward what effect she hoped the Juneau's March and others like it around the country would have. Hannon said she hoped the 2018 midterm election would turn the tide of current state and national politics.
More women running for office, more policies being human rights, justice issues informed.
She told KHNS Radio that she put her name in for appointments for state office in the past, but this is her first time running for public office. In 2014, Hannon was one of nine local Democrats who applied to fill former Representative Beth Kurtula's seat. That seat ultimately went to Keeter. Keeter has not yet announced whether he intends to run for re-election. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for cloudy skies, mostly cloudy skies for today, patchy freezing fog, temperatures between 25 and 35 degrees.